And you can add this to the list of problems in Baghdad. It's getting riskier and harder to find bread. There's been a string of attacks on bakeries across the capital, mainly by insurgents trying to further destabilize daily life. Here's NPR's Jamie Terabay.
Iraq's traditional bread is diamond-shaped, puffy and doughy inside. Cream cheese and overripe tomatoes is a typical Iraqi sandwich. Throw a kebab in there or mop up a plate of rice and lamb with bits of it. Low carb doesn't work. Here, it's as much a part of daily life as water, and the insurgents know this. Business at this bakery in the neighborhood of Karada is brisk. One man flicks flour into the dough and kneads. Another shoves discs of dough into the oven with a long wooden board. Beside him, a worker stacks freshly baked bread into piles, puts them in plastic bags, and ties them with twist tops. As he punches keys on the cash register, Saad Abu Ahmed says his customers depend on his bread now more than they used to because of frequent cuts in electricity and the hikes in the cost of cooking oil and gas.
If there is no bread, there'll be chaos. Look at the prices of gas cylinders. People can't bake bread at home, so all the burden is on our bakeries. So what would happen if this bakery shuts down? We pray to God for love and security.
Abu Ahmed may pray for security, but he also keeps a couple of automatic rifles on hand should anyone attack his store. He says the attacks on other bakeries have frightened some of his workers away. And instead of staying open late, as he used to, he shuts his doors at 7 p.m. Bakery worker Ali Mahsen says his wages are good, but he doesn't know how much longer he can do his job.
If you want the truth, there is no security anywhere. In Saidiya, a couple of days ago, they killed workers in a bakery shop. I saw it on TV.
Iraqis can read about it too. A local newspaper ran the front page picture of a woman shopping at a bakery where an AK-47 was shown hanging over stacks of bread. The reports of attacks are frequent. Last week, at least three more bakery workers were killed in the neighborhood of Dora when gunmen stormed in and opened fire in their shop. Ali Mahsen says the bakeries are being attacked because the workers are mostly Shiite.
First of all, because they are Shiite. And second, because they support Muqtada Sadr. But I can't tell you anymore.
Most of the men who work in bakeries here in Baghdad are Shiite and poor. Most come from Shiite areas in the south, where wages are low and jobs are few. They usually come and work in Baghdad for around 20 days, go home to their families for 10 days, then come back. Raj Shalal Hussein comes from the mainly Shiite province of Misan, near the border with Iran. He stays with relatives when he works in Baghdad. Despite the dangers, he wants to keep his job here.
There are many people in Misan who are unemployed and wish to come work here, but because of the explosions, they're afraid to. They think working for 2,000 or 3,000 dinar is better than coming here. They're close to their families. It's only about security.
Insurgents have routinely hit at civilians since the beginning, attacking open marketplaces, Friday mosque prayers, and unemployment lines with the aim of undermining any chance to rebuild after the US-led invasion. The breadline has always been a place where an attack strikes at the heart of the ordinary person. Everyone has to eat. Unemployed Haider Khalid buys bread every day if he can, but not at the same place each time.
I don't know which bakery I should go to, because I don't know which one of them might be targeted. You can see how bad things are. If I stand in the street and a car parks close by, I leave straight away in case it explodes.
Because of the attacks, many bakeries have closed down, forcing people to travel to safer areas of Baghdad to buy bread. Some, like Haider Khalid, try to avoid certain areas if they think they're prone to attack. Some steer clear of bakeries near police stations, or ones popular with Iraqi police, who are also frequently targeted. Ali Jabour says he avoids crowded bakeries.
If there are many people standing in line, I won't buy. You never know what might happen, and I'm afraid. I get afraid. Why shouldn't I? Someone might blow himself up in the middle of us all.
Last night, a car bomb blew up outside a Shiite mosque across the street from a bakery. 11 people were killed. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.